Well, again, I'd like to clarify a few in your name, which we didn't clarify last week. Sif Aleph, Toya Ba'ashoshis Muta Likreis Kenegdo Afa Pi Sheroya Oiso Derech Tafnei Seo Ishum Debekisui Toli Rachmona Dachsif Vechisiso Eseo Secho Voha Miskasio. So the Mechaber is telling us if there is tzoya and it finds itself in a see-through receptacle, so one is permitted to lein krishme opposite the tzoya. The tzoya is in his dalad hames and he sees the tzoya. It is permissible because in the parsha that speaks about voya machnecha kodesh, it says in this parsha that that if the tzoya, which is a shter to the kedusha samachne, but if the tzoya will be covered, then it is permissible, as long as it is covered. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ba'ashoshis, who shall schuches? This is a glass receptacle. Oidova acher hamaneh, or you have another receptacle, which is see-through. So one is permitted likreis. One is permitted to lein krishme. Da the bechol halachas elu atzimin peiches. The halachas which we will have till simin peiches, chenin yisrael v'aniska l'el. Kol mokim shenizkar hadin linyin krishma, even though the mechaber spoke perhaps specifically about krishma, bein linyin heta, bein linyin isa, when it is permissible, when it is not permissible. So, hu lav davka krishma, these halachas are not applicable only by krishma. To hu adin, the same halachas apply by Torah, by limud haTorah, or svila, or davening, v'chol inyonei hakedusha. Ubein shayim beloshin kodesh, bein beloshin chayil. So al kaponim every davar shel bekdusha voya machnecha kodesh. That means any pula that is being done that the deserves a kedusha samachne, and that he's saying tvi misholim krishma toira tfila broches. So there's a halacha that there has to be kedusha samachne when these things are being said. Yeah. So this is a yimafresh meyisur. I mean, it's a fresh meyisur. So. You're telling him the halacha. That's also called Torah. That means you're telling him a basic. Yeah, I hear. Offhand, I can't tell you. So let's just try to get into these halachas. Now, Bein Shaimrim Beloshin Kodesh, Bein Beloshin Chayil. Kenegdom. So here we said, we have a see-through receptacle. There's tzoya in this receptacle. So we said it is permissible to say a davar shebekdusha because the tzoya permitted this if the tzoya is covered. Ve'im magia loy reyachro. What if he smells a reyacho, also, then it is also. Now, let me just give a little hakdome about the halacha of reyach ra. If a person smells tzoya, the reyach of tzoya, there's an issa di oiraisa, there's an issa min ha-toyre to say adomo shebekdusha. So therefore, let us just imagine for 1 minute, if a person is standing here, so the loch is vahoya machnecha kodesh, so that means in the Dalet Ames surrounding him, there cannot be tzoya. But and if there's an issur de reis of a reyach of tzoya, so in his Dalet Ames there can't be a reyach of tzoya either, because a reyach of tzoya is also min ha-toyre, just like tzoya is also. So therefore, just like if I want to say adover shebekdusha, I have to make sure that the tzoya, let's forget about in front of me, let's go on the side of me, the tzoya has to be Dalet Ames away from me. If the tzoya is less than Dalet Ames away from me, so the tzoya is in my machne, and therefore this din voya machnecha kodesh. So the same way, the same vein, if there's a reyach in my Dalet Ames, and this is an iso di reise to say a dover shebekdusha when there's a reyach shel tzoya, so memele. So it's also awesome. So it's also awesome. So a reyach of tzoya is also. That is a davar poshut. Now, let's speak about a reyach she'ein boy ika. That means as follows. Let's not explain the case, but if I have a reyach of tzoya, and it is not coming now, that means if I have tzoya over here, and the reyach is coming into my Dalet Ames, that is an iser d'oraisa to say a davar shebekdusha. Now, other poskim hold, and the Mishnah Berurah is going to speak about this, that if the tzoya is covered, and there's still a reyach coming out of the tzoya, halachically, this is called a reyach she'ein boy ikar. That means I have a reyach, but since the etzem tzoya is covered, so this is considered a reyach she'ein boy ikar, which is only also midarabona. And what do we accomplish by a reyach she'ein boy ikar that is also, it's only also midarabona? So here Chazal said, as long as you don't smell the reyach, it's mutter. A reyach sheyesh b'yikah is a din of tzoya, so forget about it. So you have to be Dalet Ames away from when that reyach ends. If that reyach goes into your machne, it's also for your machnecha kodesh. Just like it is also, there should be tzoya in your machne, it is also, there should be a reyach of tzoya in your machne. That's a reyach sheyesh b'yikah. That means the tzoya is here, the reyach comes into my machne, this is an issur d'oraisa. But if we have a case of a reyach she'ein bo yikar, and the shitas harashba is that when you're machasa the tzoya, so this reyach that comes in, we consider it's a reyach she'ein bo yikar since the tzoya is mechusa. It's also debatable, but this is a shitas harashba. So then the Prima Godim says, so a reyach she'ein bo yikar, since it's only at the Rabbonim, they said, as long as I do not smell the reyach, even though the reyach is in my mouth, that means the reyach ends, an hour away from me, so I'm allowed to stand here and lay in Kishma, because by a reyach she'ein bo yikar, the whole issue is, as long as I'm not smelling the reyach, it is mutter. That's a reyach she'ein bo yikar, and there's a shitas harashba that holds that you don't have to be machik Dalet Ames from when the reyach ends. Now, as long as you do not smell the reyach, it is mutter. One halacha. There's another halacha which is very difficult to understand, but there's a halacha in Seminai and Test that says as follows. What if I have two rooms? I have a room on the right, I have a wall, I have a room on the right side and a room on the left side. In the room on the left side, there's soya. In the room on the right side, the reyach comes through. And I smell the reyach, but it's in a different room. So there's one man, the yomer, that says, Amoyzadike Chiddush, so even though I smell the reyach, I smell the reyach, it is permissible. Which, but because it's not so easy to understand, that's the halacha. But the reich is here. What's Kate Miranda said, the tzai is in a different rishus. But the reich crept in here. And I smell the reich. Al koponim, there's such a landiyoma that says, I'm allowed to say a dover shebektusha, even though the reich is in this rishus, I'm allowed to, and I smell the reich, it's also permissible. What? But the reich is here. The reich is in, I smell the reich. Yeah, but it's a... Yeah. Okay, no, okay. We'll come to the Al-Khashulchan says on this Allah, very difficult to understand. Okay, the police, but let's not go into that now. But there is such a Allah. There is, what? It's not covered. It's nothing is covered. It's in the other room. That's called reyach she'ein by iker, and but you're not allowed to smell it. But the as long as you don't smell it, it's mutter. But here I smell it, and it's also mutter. So the Chashulchan brings down the Siminai and tests the Mephoshim. I don't know. It's a day in Shochnoch. I don't know. I don't know. It could be part of the Raisa because it's another Abul Kaponim. The Mechaber brings down this day. So Al Kaponim de Soch Aloch. So now let us look at the Mishnah Berurah. So now we'll know what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Look at the Mishnah Berurah. So the Mishnah Berurah says, if he smells, he covered the Tzoya, and the Tzoya is covered, but he can still smell the Tzoya. Also, it's also. So he says, "Va'afilu l'man di omar b'siminayin tesiv beis." Now this is man di omar that says that it's if in a different room you're allowed to say a davar shebekedush even though you do smell it. So he asks Akasha. The hafsokim may elas l'reyacha that if there's a hefsik between the tzoye and the other issues, and I'm smelling it, it's mutter. So I just told you, Aloche, that if it's covered and you smell it, you're not allowed to make a bracha. You have to move to make sure you're not smelling the reicha. That's what I just told you. So yes, Akash, it's this Amanda Yoman Siminayin test, Saib Siv Beis, that says if the tzai is in another room, and the reich is coming into this room, and you smell it, it's mutter. So yes, Akasha, man ishtane kisui mechitze. That's a, why are there two different halachas? That's his kasha. Yeah. So he says, damke mechitze, there's a difference. Shuhu reshus b'tnei atzmai. If the tzoya is in a different reshus, and now I smell the reich of the tzoya in a second reshus, so this is mutter according to one man the yomer. I will kviyas kli lari, but kviyas kli when I cover it with a utensil, so with a receptacle, so it's not called it in a different rishus. Tisi doesn't make it into a different rishus. The tzoy is in this rishus, it's covered. So fine. Umikom, okay. So now we just said guidelines. If the tzoy is in a different rishus, and the reich comes into my rishus, I'm standing. So there's a man the yomer that holds, I'm allowed to say a davar shebekedusha, even though I smell it. He says, that's if it's in a different rishus. I'm telling you, if you covered the tzoy, so when you cover the tzoy, it's not in a different rishus, it's in your rishus. there's a din v'kisisa steyotech, it's covered. It's not considered that it's toya in your rishus, it's covered toya in your rishus. It's in your rishus, but it's covered toya, so covered toya is muta. But he says about kaponim, but the toya is in your rishus. So therefore, if the toya is in your rishus and you smell the reich of the toya, then it's also. Or me kalm, okay. He said, but we'll accomplish one thing, and tzos b'zed da'aladamis, mimokim shekola ha'reach. Here, but if the tzai is in your rishus, so then you did not need that you start measuring da'aladamis when the reach ends. No, the halacha says in Siminayin test that the reason for this halacha is that since it's covered, so they gave the reyach adin of a reyach shein by ikir, which is also midarabonam. So the tzadis of the rabbonam is cold man, you're smelling it, it's also. But the minute you're not smelling it, they didn't say that, but the reyach is in my reshus, it's in my daladamas. By a reyach shein by ikir, there's no such halacha. So as long as I don't smell the reyach, it's mutter. El kolz man shei megiya elav sagi, kein kosev aprima godu mesimin zeh. That's what the prima godu says by us. Abo besimin ayin tes mish mitzay sov nisha betzachi. There he wasn't too sure about it, that it has a din of a reyach shein boyike. So in simin ayin tes, his mitzad, it could be, you have to go dalet amis from where the reyach ends, fine besimin ayin tes bebir alach. Okay. Yeah. Mishnah says Sov, he wrote on the Taz, and Eishel Avon, he wrote on the Mugham Avon. When in the different Rishas Zichonat, but the different Rishas, there's a Mechitz in between you're talking about. There's a Mechitz in between. So there's one day that holds that it's also, and one day it holds its mutter, and one day holds that it's also. And according to day that holds that it's also, about kapon, as long as you don't smell it, it'll be mutter. L'chayre. L'chayre. Now, let's learn Siv Beis, and let us just give an akdame, which we will learn in Siv Dalet, but when we will understand, have this akdome, then we'll appreciate what we're learning in Siv Beis. If there are two psukim, there's one pasuk that says, Kol ha'neshama, kol ha'neshama tahalel ko. So the hilul, the praise of the Rabbeinu Shalom comes from the mouth, from the hilul comes from there. The hilul does not come from the other evorim of the guf. Only the kol neshama tahalel ko. There's another kol neshama tahalel ko. I know haper v'hachoytem b'chlal hahilul. That's one mandiyama. A second mandiyama holds, Kol asmaisai teimana Hashem michamoicha. That's not, the hilul is not only from the pen, the chaitim, the hilul is Kol asmaisai teimana Hashem michamoicha. So who is speaking, who is praising the Rabbeinu Shlul? Kol asmaisai. Now, Meikaradin, we're machma like the second day. So now let's talk about such a case. We'll talk about, let's say, a person has tzaya on his leg. He has tzaya on his leg. And the tzaya is covered by his pants. So there's a problem. According to the second day, very good, it's covered by the pants. But the hilul has to come from kol atzmaisai, so my regal is also part of kol atzmaisai, and my regal has tzaya on it, so the kisi won't help the situation. The kisi only helps the situation if in my machne there's tzaya, I'm lucky. In my machne there's tzaya, so I cover the tzaya. finished, so that's sufficient. But if the Eiver that is being Mahalo the Rabbi Nishlom has is not Naki, so that can't be Mahalo the Rabbi Nishlom. So let us say such a case for 1 minute that a person has Tzoya on his foot, he's wearing pants, it won't help the situation, because we are Machma Kolat Moisei Hashem Michamach. Okay, so now let us just have this halacha in mind, and now we'll start learning now we'll start learning Sif Beis, or perhaps we'll be able to understand Sif Beis. Now, let's see Sif Beis. Tzoya Baguma. There is a guma, there's a hole in the ground, and there's Tzoya in this guma. There's a hole in the ground, it's 5 tfachim deep, and there's Tzoya in this guma. So now, if I won't cover the gume, so the gume is in my dalet ames, let's not talk about reich, let's say there's no reich, but if I won't cover the gume, so the tzoya is in my machne, v'hoye machnecha kodesh, so you can't have tzoya in the gume. Now, so let us just say, let's speak about a poshita halacha, and then we'll go to a more complex halacha. If I have this gume, so I'll take, let's say, a board, I'll take a piece of material, and I'll cover the gume. Then the valdik, koshit, zavakisisa, seyasecha, it's covered, the gume, the tzay in the gume is covered, no problem whatsoever. That's poshit. That's a poshit halacha. Now, let's talk about a different halacha, which is a little bit more complicated. I go and step over the gume. I step over the gume. The tzay is on the bottom of the gume. I'm not touching the tzay. I step over the gume. So, memele, so I'll say, listen, so the shoe is covering the gume. So, Baruch Hashem, a shoe is just as good as a board. A shoe is just as good as a piece of material. It's a shoe, it's not me. If I would put a bare foot over the gume, so then, Rabid, in your machne there's soya. I'm sorry, this is your machne, and underneath, this is in your machne there's soya, so then it'll be yosa. You have a problem where you're standing, this is your machne, and there's soya there. But if I'm wearing a shoe, and I put my shoe over the gume, and the shoe is not touching the tzoya, so no problem. So memele, so the shoe is covering the tzoya, and so in my machne I have tzoya mechuse. My problems are solved. This halacha is poshut. But now we're going to have one more halacha which needs explanation. But just let's say the halacha. What is the din? If the same scenario, this tzoya in the gume, but the gume is like filled up with tzoya, and I put my shoe, I put my foot down on the shoe over the gume, and what did I accomplish? The tzoya is covered. But my shoe is covering the tzoya, and it's touching the tzoya. That's the difference between case number one and case number two. My shoe is touching the tzoya. And here we are going to say that this is also, and now we have to understand, what's the difference if it's touching the tzoya? If it's not, I'm not touching the tzoya. The shoe is touching the tzoya, so the shoe is not me. The shoe is touching the tzoya. So why, if the shoe is touching the tzoya, I am not permitted to lankrishme, and if the shoe is not touching the tzoya, I'm permitted to lankrishme. So this needs an explanation, but let us just say the halach and the machaba, and then we'll try a little to explain. Zot the machaba. Now let's see again the lashon of the machaba. Tzoya bagume. This is case number one. That the shoe is not touching the tzoya. Maybe there's a tzoya in a hole in the ground. So he means he's wearing the shoe, and he puts his sandal over the gomer, the koigai, he lames krishma. The chashiva kemechusa is covered, the tzai is covered. The kibin shen reyach la megiyaloi, he doesn't have any reyach, so there's nothing wrong. But if the shoe is touching the tzaya, then it's no good. And then the halacha is that he's not permitted to learn krishma, and this needs an explanation. So now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Masandaloi, lav davke sandal, hu adin beizadava shemachasa mahani. That means if you have tzai in a guma, which is in your machne, and I'll cover it with a board, with a piece of material, it's also good. The nokat sandal, the loy teime, the bottle, the gabi gufe. Maybe a lamdan will say a sandal is bottle to his guf. So it's like him, it's bottle to him. His levushim are like part of him. Now, if I would say this concept that the sandal is bottled to the goof, so it's like I'm covering it with my foot. It's not an entity b'fnei. If I put his bare foot on it, so it's not covered. It's not pshat. He's covering the tzoyah. Pshat is he finds himself in his machna this tzoyah. Kamash malon. So the Chiddush is, no, don't think for 1 minute that the sandal becomes bottle to your goof.
The Gemara
talks about
the Kita,
Seya,
and he has a special food.
We'll talk, first of all, speaking about this then. But the Chayim, it's not touching the Shem. But if the sandal is touching the tzaya, v'salayim afilim ein atzaya mispashet al tzodei hasando mibachot. That means if the tzaya goes over, now it's nire, it's not covered again, so it goes over, so then it's ichah, so that's kosher. So afopikain, it's awesome. V'aval garde ba'ashoshis afilim negeya udvuke boshoi. So now, he's asking a very pertinent question. If you have tzoya ba'ashoshis, I have a glass cover that's covering the tzoya, and the glass cover is touching the tzoya, there's no problem with that. What is the glass cover is touching the tzoya? No problem. The tzoya is mechusa, I can learn krishma, no problem. And here, we just said before, my shoe is covering the tzoya, and it's not touching it, no problem. But since it's touching the tzaya, a problem. What's the problem? It's called a cover. Yes. Sandaloi goratvei. The sandal is worse. Bibnei sha'ato hu malbush aloi. Because this is called his malbush. Okay. Yeah, so that's why it's also, this is his malbush, this is his shoe. Okay. So that's why it's no good. This needs an explanation. Alkein im chalotzai, so that'll be, but let's finish the explanation, because since he's wearing the shoe, that's why it's no good. Therefore, im chalotzai, so that'll be the din if he takes off the shoe. So now he's not wearing the shoes. He leaves the shoe there. The shoe is covering the tzoya. The shoe is touching the tzoya. He leaves the shoe there. Then it's a Shema Yisrael. No problem. The tzoya is mechusa. But since he's wearing the shoe, ooh, that's a problem. So then it's a problem because it's a shoe. Choshev, yeah. So that's the kisa by Shari. So now let us try to explain a little bit. Yeah. That's the problem. Yeah, so l'chayre, perhaps, pshat is like this. I'd like to be magdim. There's a mugadika avodrom. We say, when a person wears shoes, he says, she also li kol psalki. When he puts on clothing, he says, Malbish Arumen. So this is Malbish Arumen, what I'm saying, before I was Arum, now, Baruch Hashem. Malbish Arumen, I thank the Bain Yisrael. But for a shul, I say a different bracha. She'osol, all my tzrochim are being taken care of. I have a shul, she'osol ikol tzolki. So what's the godless of a shul? Zokt the avodrom amirdike beer, and perhaps with this beer we can understand a little bit. A person without shoes, the avodrom says, is helpless. Another means that help is helpless. Well, if he's in the house with a Persian rug, no problem. But to go outside, to go someplace, he can't walk. Here there's a thorn, there's glass, there's stones, there's soya. He can't maneuver himself. So he's helpless. The minute he has shoes, he can walk all over. So the shoe enables him that he could walk all over, which he did not have without the shoe. So whenever he encounters something that without the shoe he would be unable to go where he's going, there'd be a thorn there, there'd be tzaya there, there'd be stones there, whatever there is. So without the shoe, he would be unable to walk there. Because of the shoe, this enables him to walk. Because of the shoe, he's able to walk and to go all over. That's also likol tzolki. So if the shoe is enabling him to stand on the tzoya, see, whatever the shoe would be able to stand on the tzaya, because these are one of the things he would avoid standing on, just like he doesn't want to stand on glass or other things, he doesn't want to stand on tzaya also. So the shoe is, so it's called tzolki, now I can do things. So legabi zizin yonim, the shoe is called me, it's part of me, now I'm, before I was helpless, now I can walk all over. So when it comes to the negiya b'tzoye, so then the shoe becomes mortal to him. So it's considered that he and the shoe, now I'm capable of walking. So we consider the shoe becomes mortal to him, number one. And number two, we consider ki'ilo the tzoye is touching his foot. And we mentioned before, if the tzoye touches your foot, so my afilu is covered. But the shoe is not considered an entity b'fnei atzmai. The shoe is that since the shoe enables me to walk wherever I want to walk through the shoe, so the shoe the shoe is considered part of me. So in this matzah now that I am standing on tzoya and I'm capable of doing it is because the shoe enables me to do it. So then the shoe becomes bottle to the goof. And this, so we consider halachically, like the tzayah is touching your foot. And if the tzayah is touching your foot, so the kol tzmai say, temama michamaycha, so it won't help. Then it won't be good. So he says you can do one of two things. So take off the shoe. Take off the shoe, leave the shoe there, and now Baruch Hashem. So now the tzoya is covered, but it doesn't become, the shoe doesn't become bottle to me. So we will not consider that this tzoya on my regal. If the only way I can stand on the tzoya is because the shoe is protecting me, it shouldn't become meluchlich from the tzoya. So then the shoe becomes bottle to me. I mean, the brachas, I have all my needs already. I can do things which I wasn't able to do till now. So it's called that I became, through the shoe, capable of stepping in places which I was unable to step in without the shoe. So then the shoe becomes bottle to me. So then we consider halachically, like, like the tzoyah, if it's muscle to the regal, so that would consider like I am touching the tzoyah because the shoe became bottle to my regal. But if the shoe is not touching tzoyah, so I don't need the shoe theoretically to be standing where I'm standing. That means the shoe is, so in this case, the shoe is not bottle to me. I don't need the shoe. I'm standing here over a gume, and if I wouldn't have a shoe, if I wouldn't have a shoe, God would be awesome, because I find myself in the soy in my machna. But the etzim, my etzim, maimed, my etzim standing, does not come about because of the shoe. So the shoe doesn't become bottle to me. So my mail, so then it will help. So that is the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says the Chiddush in the first case, the Chiddush in the first case was v'noket sandot loitem with the bottle of gabi gufay. You shouldn't say it's bottle because a shoe is not bottle. A shoe is only bottle to the goof when you need the shoe for this amida. Then it becomes bottle. And over here, but if I need the shoe for this amida, I can't bechalot. So the chisa by shali. Negeya, ayin by losam the prima god mishem mitzadin loyim bevim. Acha shekora krishma bircha yisrael motzo tzoya dvuke besandoloi. What happens? A person blame krishma, and then he looks, turns over his shoe, and he sees this tzoya on the shoe. Mitachti tzoya. So that means that it's like tzoya begufay. There was tzoya begufay, and Chayze v'kayze krishma b'loi b'chayzeh ayin shamakam v'im nispashe tatzoye gam b'tzodi yasandu mi b'chut that's ayin l'kam and sirches mashe kos not mashe lichto ipshom but we will write further. Okay, so we'll stop here because later is yes. Yeah. It won't help. It won't help. It won't help. It won't help, no. No, it's a reyachas, even though it doesn't smell it. It doesn't smell it. But we'll have later, it is a...
What about Kipeya? So we have no food.
Yeah.
Can you cover it with the same food as the hole? For the stomach, to the bottom of the food.
Maybe it's, I mean, it's a very good hole, what you're saying. I don't know what to tell you. It could be.